members and everybody that is here. As you all know that this member is lost. As you all know that Valerie is not with us for some time. I have a beautiful lady next to me here by the name of Cindy, who will be holding forth for Valerie until she comes back. I have already indicated to her that she must try and relax. This is one of the committees that do not harass people. So you're welcome, Cindy, to this portfolio committee of transport. Please don't forget to write that. I'm sure it will be proper that we should, by way of opening this meeting, indicate that we are well aware of the announcement made by the president on during the weekend, and the seriousness that we all have to take this coronavirus with the key message is that do not touch. The second one is that leave a space of a meter between you and the next person. I can see members adhering to that. So those of you who like to whisper during the meetings, resist the temptation, because you can't whisper if you are far away. You have to come closer. At the same time, I think let's try and do what we can do as our work as parliamentarians until we go on recess. This meeting was duly called, and I'm sure we're forming a quorum. We have items 1, 2, 3, 4 on the agenda, honorable members. The first item is deliberations on the Civil Aviation Amendment Bill. If I'm correct, the deliberations on this bill, it's our deliberations. Am I correct? We had those people who have made oral and written presentations presenting. We had a department last week. This will be the first of the deliberations if members have something to say. Then committee finalization regarding the way forward for the processing of the road accident benefit scheme, which is a big one. That one, I would want to hear members' views on that one, but my take from where I'm seated as a chair is that we must take a decision on this one when everybody's here. I can see IFP is the only party that is not here. FF Plus is not here, and what is that other party? NFP. So we have three parties not here. But I'll hear from you. I'm ready, I'm here. I'm just saying, with your indulgence, let's look at that. Then adoption of the a committee program, we'll do that. Consideration and adoption of the minutes, we will also do that. So there's only one item where we shall pause and have a discussion if we all agree. Okay. Apologies, Cindy.
Good morning, members. The committee received apologies from Mr. Yabo, Ms. Tolashe, Mr. Bilakulu, Mr. May and Mr. Sitole, as well as from the Minister and the Deputy Minister of Transport and from the officials of the department.
Yabo, can you repeat again?
Mr. Yabo, Ms. Tolashe, Mr. Bilankulu, Mr. May, and Mr. Sitole, as well as the Deputy Minister and the Minister of Transport and the officials of the department also must be here.
Okay. Thank you.
No, Mtolashe, you made an interesting remark in your opening remarks. You said that this committee is not one of those committees that abuse their personnel. So technically you are saying that there are other committees that are abusing the parliamentary support staff.
Yeah.
Interesting. But nonetheless, we are glad that this committee is not one of the culprits. And we pray that all those other committees, they repent and they stop abusing the parliamentary staff. Chair, I would like to table the apology for Honorable Sikolo, who couldn't join us today due to commitments in the Northwest Province. Thank you.
Honorable Nolichungu is not here also. I got it from the relevant people. Now, in terms of apology, you are not relevant. The honorable member also knows that we only take apologies from the secretary. And I know DA is very meticulous in doing things. So we must cease to give apologies in the meeting. Okay, the department is not here. It's a big one, eh? It's a big one. It's a very big one. Yeah. Anak Mamio. Cookie. You're the only one who's here from the office of the deputy minister. Even other officials vote and they are not here. So they are boycotting a properly constituted meeting of parliament. That's bad. Honorable Member Hansinger.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I want to pick up on what transpired yesterday on our WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
Where the question specifically was asked around our availability. And we had to indicate our availability. And then finally decision was made outside of the committee. It was specifically said that management, parliamentary management, decided that this portfolio committee must go ahead. And subsequently, a lot of us had to make alternative arrangements to prioritize the priority, which is that this meeting should happen. Now, this morning, we have nobody from the department here, and the department is not here, despite the fact that the agenda is known, what we will discuss. So I'm asking you, what relevance would the content of this agenda have, any of our remarks and deliberations on any of the subjects, given that the department isn't here? Because Reflecting on the content of the agenda, being a discussion or deliberation on the Civil Aviation Bill, also on the RABS Bill, those two items are crucial in terms of the process and the development of both those two very important bills. And I don't see any purpose in continuing with this meeting, and it is your prerogative as chair, and we are here to participate. But I can't see, you know, what weight our input would have given the absence of the department. So my question then is, who is this management that decides that the portfolio committee would go ahead, and despite that decision, that a department is not here? Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Lawrence McDonald. Okay. Honorable Shabangu.
I'm happy that you have an interpreter, Chair. I think you're always going to have an interpreter in the near future. My take would be, even this morning, when we were invited in this meeting, we were told that the manager has indicated that the meeting should take place. And then I tried to explain that, no, but yesterday you sent us an SMS to reply on, and that it was said that we'll make apologies in this meeting. Now, if the department is not here, I'm also of the opinion that it's baseless that we must have this meeting. Thank you.
I want to have a serious problem because you can't speak in this meeting. Yeah. please keep your calm. Thank you for doing that, Honorable Mani.
Thank you very much, Chair, and good morning once more, colleagues. I have a slightly different view, Chair, particularly that we are a committee that doesn't include the department. That is not what constitutes the Portfolio Committee on Transport, and if I'm wrong, I'm subject to correction, certainly. So we have all the capacity and all the mandate, if we do, to deliberate on anything. Where there are matters that might need the input of the department or any person for that matter on any aspect, at that point in time we must highlight it and agree on how do we take that particular matter forward. But on the absence of the department, I think, Chair, that is a totally different matter. I concur with what the colleagues are saying in terms of the seriousness of the department not coming here. But as to the department determining our meeting or not, I don't agree with my colleagues. Thank you, Chair.
Maybe let's deal with the issue of the management. I think at some point a communication went out from one of the house chairs, right? That was suggesting that there is a problem here, we should not meet and so forth and so on. And that message was communicated with me as the chair. And I refused. I said, no, this is a scheduled meeting. If members are going to be in the house tomorrow for a three-line whip, it does not make sense to me as a chair of this committee that the issues of safety in flying and so forth should be raised, because people will be flying anyway. Then I said, take a stock of the members who are available. This meeting is duly scheduled, so it must continue as scheduled, unless there's something beyond our powers. So I just really want to put it on record that no management will take a decision on behalf of the committee. That won't happen. They'll advise, and it's up to us whether we heed the advice or we reject it. I was even told yesterday that most committees have actually called off their meetings. I said, oh, okay, it's okay, but it does not make sense to me if members are going to be in the house tomorrow. So let's see how we continue. I think on the issue of the item on the second item, I agree with the Honorable Hansinger that we may have to relook into that item when the department is also here. I think that is correct. And if you all agree, let's do so. On the issue of the Civil Aviation Amendment Bill, the truth is that the department was not going to be the key participator today. We have listened to the department last week on this matter, and I kept on saying to the members, you will have an opportunity to deliberate. It is not the first and the last opportunity to deliberate. We are going to have a number of deliberations on this bill. So if members are not ready to deliberate today, there's no harm. But it's not because of the department. It will be upon us whether we have some deliberations to make or we're not ready. Program does not need any department. It's our program as a committee, and I think we must finalize it and deal with the minutes and bring this meeting to its conclusion. Right? Cookie? You can't speak, but we can abuse you and send a message through you to say this is how we feel as a committee. If the deputy minister and the minister were not here, the DG is not here, we understand they have other commitments, but they are not the department. There are other officials there. Your chief directors should have come to come and represent. We should be talking about a different matter here if officials were here. So do pass that message. I'll also talk to the minister about it. Okay. Item number one. Honorable members, do we want to deliberate or we will deliberate at a later stage?
Chair, my proposal is that we continue, we deliberate.
You can start then.
Thank you very much, Chair. Well, the first one for me is a issue of concern. In the last meeting, when the department was taking us through their responses to the public hearing that we had, I raised the concern of a certain Mr. Mashaba who had apparently withdrawn. I asked the question what were the reasons basically why he withdrew. Until today, I don't think this committee was furnished with the reasons. And I'm not suggesting it should have been the department's responsibility, but we should have known. And the reason I'm raising that is that if we are to guard our space as a committee, we should be very, very jealous of making sure that we give every potential citizen of this country an opportunity to express his or her views, regardless of how his or her principles might be feeling. So if people are going to be intimidated not to come to a committee and put their way forward, I think we will head for a very bad direction. Having said that, I had gone through the proposals, or the comments rather, of that Mr. Mashaba, and I found them to be very, very material in nature, which would have given us an opportunity to test them if the department had not just neglected them. So my view number one is that those comments have to be commented on, unless the committee feels that the fact that he withdrew, therefore we throw them in the rubbish bin. But that is my suggestion. Now, if I may then, Chair, go very quickly through what were the responses of the department to what had been submitted. I think on the issues of the Airlines Association, AASA, those were more of a technical nature, and I would move that the committee supports them in the way that the department has responded. There are quite a lot of them, but my summation is that they are very technical in nature. The same will go with Mr. Tangochi or Tangoki. They are also technical in nature. I would move that the committee accepts them in the form that the department has responded. Now, when it comes to Mr. Van Zyl, he had said that he is of the view that the splitting of the position of commissioner and the CO can result in its findings being raised against South Africa by ICAO or FAA. Now, the department responds saying there is no splitting of the two positions. It is just the name that is being changed from Director of Civil Aviation to Commissioner for Civil Aviation. This is meant to address the confusion created by the title director, which normally relates to the first level SMS in a government department, the commissioner and the CO not changing from the director to commissioner. My view is that I don't accept the reasoning by the department. I think the explanation for me defies logic. I would rather we don't accept the response from the department, or we can have somebody explain it better, but it is for me not a very reason enough to reject what Mr. Van Zyl is raising there as a concern. If I may then continue to Mr. Joachim Vermoorten, I think I concur, and I would move that the committee accepts the response to the department on what they are saying there. His second comment, he is talking about the recent decisions of technical. I think the response from the department, I would move also there that we accept them. All of the others of Mr. Vermoorten that I've gone through. Mr. Payne's one, I would move that we accept them. On Dr. Brian Suckling, Dr. Brian Suckling states that the definition of aircraft in flight as contained in the bill is not in line with the accepted definition of the intent as contained in the American FAA regulation that and that. The department's response is that the Chicago Convention does not contain a definition of aircraft in flight. This is aviation security-related definition. The relevant ICAO document that contains the definition of aircraft is the protocol to amend the convention. Again, that one, for me, I would have loved to have further clarity or to break it down more smaller. It looks like it's too technical, unless the colleagues could assist me in understanding. Put it simply, I just could not understand what the department is saying. in terms of the response. In terms of the SACA board, the department seems to be supporting what the SACA board had presented in terms of alleviating their financial situation. I would move that the committee accepts and supports those recommendations of the department. The rest of the comments, I would really want to concur with what the department has said. Chair, that is my submission. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mangu, Honorable McDonald, and Honorable Hansinger.
Morning, Chair. Morning, my colleagues from the committee, everybody from that's attending this morning. Comrade Chair, on our previous meeting, the department agreed on a question of mine about the FAA regulations 14 CFR 1.1 and ACAIO Annex 1, that they agreed that within 7 days, which is today, that they would have furnished me with more particulars regarding the JAR FCL 1001.001. Up to now, I've not received any responses from the department. It means that every time when I ask a question, this is not the first time that they were promised to give something in writing, that they've not given any in writing. It means that they don't take us serious, Chair. Every time we ask for something, they just, they just committee, so what? And I'm not going to stand for that anymore, Chair. This is a very, very serious part of the bill, where the definition of aircraft in flight has got a huge implications, because it actually has bearings on drones, it has bearings on a lot of other things lighter than air aircraft. So, Chair, I'm pleading with you that the department must be put on record that when they have to surface to finish us with these documents that we've asked for. This is not the only document that we've asked for. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Hansinger.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I've listened very carefully to the analysis and opinion of Honourable Mangu, and I concur with his analysis and opinion, and I would submit that it be representative of the committee. I am cautious about the desire in this bill, as a separate point to what Honourable Mangu reflected on and Honourable McDonald, about the department's desire to construct a trust as a preferred financial account, especially in the way which DG Mumi expressed it. And his words were that they prefer trust because in having a trust, immediately a whole range of rules and regulations, functions and roles fall in place, referring to what in the legal and estate property environment is used and referred to as a trust account. Now, it's quite different in the circumstances where you design a law and then develop a trust as the preferred financial account, because it does not automatically incorporate the current SA Trust Law 57 of 98, and also not the relevant references in terms of tax law. Those are all aspects which firstly have to align to the PFMA in the description of the purpose and function and role of that trust. So I would want to see that detailed description of the trust being then the preferred financial account, if at the end of the day, once discovering what I've just mentioned, that it would still be the preferred financial account. Because it has several complications and implications around having a trust account. But as I said, in the development of this legislation, then it is then also up to the content of that legislation to describe exactly how that trust as a financial account would function, over and above what is described in Trust Property Control Act as well as Income Tax Act, the State Duty Act, and common law. But other than that, I concur with the analysis of my colleague, Mangu. Thank you, Chair.
I think from the department side, they made it very clear that Treasury had no appetite to establish another public entity in as far as they envisaged ASIP to be a completely independent body from AAID, which is the Accident Incident Investigation Division of SACAR. Given that Treasury had already declined that request to have an additional entity because of the reasons that they're citing, that it would mean that you're going to have a management structure, a board of directors, a CEO, CFO, and all of those things. I would want to depose the chair that in our final report as the committee, we, as much as the environment is not feasible to have an additional public entity, that we push as far as possible to have ASIP to be a completely independent body, even if it can be attached to SACAR, but the reporting lines should not be blurred in any way, that it can continue to function as independently as possible. One such way, I think the DG also might have touched on a bit on that day, was that the current grant that they're receiving, the 30 million rands annually that they get from the Department of Transport, which is transferred to SACAR for the purposes of AIID, that money was ring-fenced, and that it continues to be ring-fenced, and that AIID, in some way or another, they go and find... obviously now, I am very aware, Chair, that I'm now encroaching on the operational matters of SACAR, but I think it would be good that they go and find an alternative accommodation somewhere where they can do their business. Also, in our final report, as a committee, I would also deposit that it's not an anomaly that they go and headhunt employees from AIID that would fill the vacancies which would arise from ASIP. But also, with Treasury having not had an appetite to give an approval for an additional public entity, the department was yet to give us a full scope of what they envisage the ASIP to be, how they hope it would run, how it will operate, and the overall plan on what they have for ASIP, given that there is already that proviso of 30 million rands which is being transferred to AIID, which can simply be been given to ASIP. One other issue, Chair, I think that we had on that day was the additional clause which said that the board members needed to be approved by the minister. I think that was also factored in, which was also there in the report. One other issue, Chair, which I think the DG tried to do some fancy footwork around it, was the issue of regular reporting to the PCOT. And I think he really didn't take, or he didn't have a full appreciation of my comment on that day. The fact that, yes, as the committee, as this committee, through you as the chairperson, we can write and summon any public entity, especially the ones that fall within our scope as the PCOT, that they come and brief us on anything that we want them to come and brief us on. But it should not negate the proactiveness of the said entity which falls within the PCOT scope, that they come and give us a regular update as and when an incident happened, that now
you know, that has anything to do with us. A case in point, Chair, that I can bring up is AXA is under PCOT. With the outbreak now of this global pandemic, it could have been prudent that they come and give us like a presentation to say what is their plan, screening people and all of those things. Obviously, one might say, no, the IMTT is dealing with that issue, the national issue has been a national disaster declared, but it doesn't stop us from engaging them and hearing from them to say, okay, as AXA, this is what the plan that we have. But I want to deposit the chair that our fellow report, regular reporting by whatever animal that would come out of this thing, whether it remains AIID or ASIP is eventually born. I think from my side, on the issue of the trust account, I think my colleague has expressed himself there. And also, on the issue of, because I have suggested that the department obviously take some draconian steps, and I was advised that that is against the National Credit Act, which protects the airlines, and that there are legislation which is in place which you cannot prescribe an additional interest more than what is envisaged in law. So as far as that is concerned, I think the mechanism that the department wanted in terms of funding, I would also agree with my colleague that as far as that is concerned, I think it's in line with what we can give them. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thanks, honorable members. I think that is properly noted. We normally have in our midst these people who are called the society, law society, advocates, lawyers, attorneys. Let's hear from them, state or parliament advisory. I could see somebody going that side. I knew they have something to say. Let's give you a chance.
Thank you, Chair, and good morning, everyone. Chair, I'm not here for the civil aviation. I'm not sure where my colleague is. I am here for the RAPS bill. Thank you, Chair.
So you must, those colleagues must come to the meeting. When we have scheduled a meeting, we don't want to be labored by the point that people are not in the meeting. Okay. Baba.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, it's a bit that the department is not present at this stage to expand on the issues that were raised as concerns by the parliamentary members. Chair, the issue I want to tell about is the issue of the submission that was withdrawn, Chair. The honourable member is correct, Chair. The parliament can summon, Chair, any person, and hear any person, Chair, on the issues that are before the committee. That is allowed by Section 56 of the Constitution and also Rule 167 of the Rules of the National Assembly. Therefore, the committee, if you wish to hear and deliberate on the issues of the withdrawn submission, it can do that, Chair. The other issue, Chair, I want to raise on the issue of the proposal to amend the Insolvency Act, Chair. And they are ready, the committee is agreeing to that proposal, Chair. But Chair, we should note that this particular act is administered by the Department of Justice. I did have some discussions with the department on this issue. and they made some assurance that there will be some communication between them and the rebel departments, so that that department is canvassed and is aware that there is an amendment that is proposed by this committee regarding their legislation. Therefore, I would implore the committee to maybe direct the department or the committee itself to liaise with the Divine Royal Charter regarding this amendment that is concerning their legislation. And another issue, Chair, the amendments that were proposed by the department and now the committee is agreeing to, we have made an attempt to try and capture them, Chair, in a relevant document so that, Chair, the committee will see all of them as to how they've been captured, so the committee can agree to all the proposed amendments, Chair. Thank you, sir.
Okay. I think it is in order that we should allow presentation on the issue, or on the presentation by Mr. Mashaba, by the department, hear their views. And take into consideration that this portfolio committee, with all the inputs that have been here, agrees that these inputs be taken in this meeting as the inputs by the committee. Am I correct? Okay. So we'll alert the department to give us responses on what we have requested them to do so, including a written reply on your request, Honorable McDonald. Right? Can you step off this item? Honorable Ansina?
Jay, I just want clarity also. Honorable Mangu also requested a reply around the reasons and the conditions around the withdrawal of the particular submission. That there is a particular, as I understand, he requested a response around that as well. So it's the two then. Thank you, Chair.
I think that is proper. Okay, can we then move to item 3, because we agreed that item 2 we should shelve for our next meeting, and the department must be here. Adoption of the program, I'm sure all members have the program, and members have made their inputs on the program. Can we check whether we're happy about the inputs? Otherwise, we take this program as our live and working document. Any input, members? Can we take this program as a working document that is alive and kicking? Honorable Manu?
Something that is very, very fundamental that has been missed here is that on the 8th of June, being a Monday, is my birthday. So I would think that the committee should do something about it in its program. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah. Honorable Mangu just reminds me of a certain time when I was sharing something, and I think it could still be a brilliant idea that Cindy, because you are here with us. Just have a give us an indication of who has a birthday, when, and so forth and so on, so that we can properly recognize people's birthdays. I think it's a very important point. Let it have its separate program. It should not be part of this program.
But Chair, otherwise, if I may hijack you, then I think that the team has, we must thank them for, I'm biased here, but all the comments I had raised, I think they have been incorporated, and barring any other colleague that might have a different view, I would move that we adopt this program, Chair, as the second term program.
Great. Honorable Ra Matwa.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, before I second, there is an issue that I want to raise concerning the program. When I check the program, I've seen that they do oversight and all the programs that we are having. But the issue is what Honorable Mabena has raised, issues that are in the public domain that needs us as a committee. My suggestion would be, how can it be if as a committee we can write to the department so that they explain the issues that we think they are important to our committee, even if they didn't raise that, so that they can raise that, we can discuss with them. Because if we can just wait, because if you see the program, we don't have those issues, but there are issues that are urgent and important to us as a committee. So we can write to them and say they must explain to us these issues. Thank you. I second the
program. I think, honorable members, on any issue that we want to be addressed by an entity or a department, honorable Mabena is correct. We must just be interactive. Because sometimes you pick these issues, but as a chair outside the committee, you can't make that call. It is in meetings like this, or if we round each other up, if the matter is urgent, and we agree that let's call this entity, we'll definitely communicate and call the entity. Like the example he's making. In fact, if we had interacted, I'm sure the entity will be here. Because it's a timer's issue, a relevant issue according to that moment, and it passes. So I will implore members to interact with me. I can interact with those who are relevant in terms of inviting any entity at a particular time when we want to do that. Okay? Thank you. Can we now deal with item number 4, consideration and adoption of the minutes of proceedings? The minutes in front of me here are the minutes of 10 March 2020. Page 1, any correction? Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. And page 5. Any mover for adoption? Honorable McDonald moves. Any seconder? Seconded by Honorable Ramato. Honorable members, let me indicate that we won't have a meeting next week, Tuesday, because we won't be here up until the 14th. Am I correct? Unless otherwise, the meetings that were scheduled to see different individuals and entities must not be taken for granted unless we say so. There is a meeting, I'm sure, which is on the card to deal with the issue of panel vans. I'm sure we still remember that meeting. That meeting should take place. There is a meeting where we are going to be meeting with the administrator. That meeting should still take place. And all other meetings that are scheduled, unless stated otherwise, and maybe before I say this last one, let me recognize that one member wanted to say something. Honorable Ansina.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, in light of the measures which has been announced by the President, and also the conditions that we're all aware of in public transport in particular, having 15 million commuters that travel daily by taxi, 2 million by bus and 2 million by train, which is close to 20 million people that daily commute in confined spaces in public transport. Also that more than 60% of those commuters spend 30 minutes or longer in public transport, which is a severe exposure given the corona attack that we're having. I would also suggest that it's really important that we get a direct form of information from the department, from the minister, but that in saying all of this, I also want to say that it is a time where political parties should not focus on their differences, but on countering what we have to challenge with. It's a time where, from the DA side, I want you to convey our cooperation and willingness to assist wherever. If we can be part of a task team in any effort to try and communicate a positive message or something that needs to be communicated, I want you to state that to the ministry and also to the department. But most importantly, rather include us than exclude us for the sake of making sure that we get through this in a best possible manner. And I also want to emphasize that we need information. We are the Portfolio Committee of Transport, and we get asked a lot of questions, and we certainly need to get directions of what government is doing. So this is a serious plea towards you as chairperson to please provide that conduit of information so that we make sure that we communicate effective measures and that we communicate what is really happening and what is undertaken. Thank you, Chair.
Well, I think I should appreciate the input by the Honorable Member. And I should appreciate that despite the fact that there was skepticism that this Portfolio Committee meeting will sit, members have shown that we are equal to the task that we are elected for. We are leading government. If we are expecting nurses and doctors to be leading in this particular matter, we must also be leading where we need to lead. So I really want to thank you, honorable members, and I'm sure we should also understand where honorable Shabangu is coming from. I'll talk to him and understand how did he receive the message. and try and allay his fears. But on what the honourable member is saying, I take a challenge. In fact, those of us who can open a WhatsApp group for a proper one, we have a proper one. Eh? You know, I'm not active on these things like you'd want me to, because I allow you to really have your views there and so forth and so on. And I was told this morning that, no, Chair, you responded to a wrong WhatsApp group. I said, okay, I don't know these things. But I think we'll also use our WhatsApp group. I'll convey the message with the department. I'll want information. And any information I get, I'll post. So if there's any other issue from any other member that we can take and assist each other, we'll definitely want to do that. I will communicate that. I know, for an example, that the DG and the minister have been tasked to come up with regulations for aviation, marine, and public transport, and those regulations should be ready in 3 days' time. Otherwise, I'd said, okay, even if you guys are busy, send somebody. That is why I lashed on them, because they are not the department. If they are busy, we'll understand, but they must send people. So I take the challenge as a good gesture. In fact, do send our acknowledgement and appreciation to the party that during this time they are willing to come to the party and let's work as a nation. Otherwise, let's go back and do our work in our constituencies and with the same spirit serve the people of South Africa properly. I can tell you from where I'm seated up to now, since we started with this committee, one is very proud as to how we conduct ourselves outside and inside meetings. And let's continue doing that. Be responsible and do what we're supposed to do. Those are my parting shots to the members. Otherwise, enjoy wherever you are. We shall meet on the 14th. Unless there is something urgent that can make us to come and meet. By the powers vested on me, I implore you to eat and finish your food, and you can be released. Thank you. This meeting is officially adjourned. And thanks, Cindy. I know this was your first and the last meeting. All the best.
Thank you.